This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. 7 Denver police officers are suing the city over its COVID-19 vaccine requirement for employees. CPR's Paulo Shalceda reports.
All city workers have to get vaccinated by this Thursday, according to an order Mayor Michael Hancock issued last month. But the 7 officers hope a district court will say the mandate is unlawful. A hearing is scheduled for Wednesday morning. The official public order does not specify what happens to employees who remain unvaccinated after the deadline passes. According to the city, about 7% of Denver employees, most of whom are police officers and firefighters, have asked for vaccine exemptions. I'm Paulo Shalceda, CPR News.
A new bus route in western Colorado starts this week that takes riders between Telluride and Grand Junction and back in one day. Jeffrey Prowitz is the project manager for CDOT's Bus Staying Outrider. He says it's important that rural residents are able to travel to Grand Junction and not have to spend the night.
People from Telluride, Montrose, Ridgeway can come up here and have like several hours to go to the doctor, shopping, visit relatives, whatever you come up for.
The route also serves Placerville, Olathe, and Delta. It makes several stops in Grand Junction, including the airport, the city's largest hospital, and the VA Medical Center. It runs every weekday. Workers in Glenwood Springs are trying to figure out what used to stand at the place where they recently discovered 2 old concrete walls. The Vail Daily reports the discovery was made in the town of Cardiff and could be part of an old jail, general store, or an old coke oven. The walls were discovered because the city wants to build a highway exit ramp in the area. The city will spend $9,000 to research the structure. You're listening to CPR and KRCC. Vail is at 55 degrees.